Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
I'm sorry. Hillary Clinton with Bill. And she says, by the way, I hired a new intern. Her name is Lorena Bobbitt. And of course, Lorena Bobbitt became famous for cutting off her husband's reproductive organ with a butcher knife. And when it happened on the anniversary week of her abortion, it was a traumatic reenactment. She was doing to her husband what he had done to her, only they were able to fix his problem and her loss was forever, right? But the feminists in the country of America held her up as the poster victory child for the feminist movement. Victory, snip, snip. And I had one of my clients come in that very week and say, somebody finally did it. I can't believe they did it. Because she had been fantasizing about castrating her boyfriend for years. She used to stalk his house, go around the thing again and again. I think she tapped into a collective rage towards men, and that's what people were identifying, and that's why they applauded her. But of course, in the trial, no one was allowed to bring out her abortion. And Dr. Ann Speckert is a friend of mine, and she did all the interviews, and they refused to allow her to testify. So Monica Lewinsky was post-abortive when she began her affair with the president. In fact, she was on antidepressants at the time because she was so depressed. Well, part of the symptom of trauma is acting out in high-risk activities. And you can be certain that an affair with the president would be right up there as an adrenaline-inducing activity. So, and then, of course, Bill Clinton had an abortion before he ran for president with the notorious Jennifer Flowers, who writes about it in her book, Passion and Betrayal, about how demeaning it was and how much her heart was broken. And then in a traumatic reenactment sense, I think that people all over the world could see the many ways that Bill Clinton kept continually shaming himself, unexplainably, so stupidly, so unnecessarily. But that's part of the dynamic of trauma. You just put yourself into situations that the rest of the world scratches their head and say, what were you thinking? Just like Barbara Walters asked Lorena Bobbitt, what were you thinking when you did the cutting? And Lorena Bobbitt looked right into the camera and said, my abortion. And of course, so out of character for the Ms. Walters not to explore that and take out her fishing rod and start reeling in information. No, didn't want any more.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.